Hi, Kenny Kyler. I'm District 2 Commissioner in Carroll County. We've been going at it about 180 days or 5 months now. And I love Carroll County. I need your input. Please call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. And again, I love Carroll County. I forgot to say that yesterday during the meeting and heard about it all meeting, but I do love Carroll County. We've been busy. I heard a great quote that I think covers us with Dr. Ball this morning. We do not always get things right, but we are always trying and always learning. Hopefully that covers what's going to happen over the next few years in Carroll County. The budget process for the last fiscal year is now complete. But it seems like we're always working on budget. We're finished one and we're starting a new one. Solar on ag is still somewhat in process. We voted to eliminate solar on ag, but we now need one more public hearing, probably be July 13th during our open session, and then a final vote at the least 10 days after that public hearing. And technically, we can vote to keep going like we are or change it, and we'll see what happens. Since my last podcast in May, our Department of Public Works and Union Mills received a Maryland Historical Trust Preservation Award for work on the essentially the grist mill and how the water travels from it. And that was a great partnership, like it's been out there, with Union Mills personnel and Public Works Carroll County personnel, and they were so honored because of that great work. The Veterans Celebration was a success. A lot of people out there, 2,500 to 3,000 probably. I think about two dozen various vendors or veterans associations. I visited Pantherplex to see the portion of the building that Boys and Girls Club is going to occupy. It's awesome, and it's going to be great for Hampstead. It's not as walkable as Westminster, but it's actually at least the same size, maybe slightly larger. I attended the Opioid Prevention Coalition at the Health Department. That was a great group, a very diverse group. And if anybody in Carroll County says opioids have not touched their lives, they're probably not telling the truth. So it's a great group with a lot of work to do, and they are doing it. Attended the Sheriff's Office picnic, and it was great to have a picnic lunch during a work session day. It was awesome to get a tour of some of their cars. I cannot believe the amount of technology that's packed into one of their vehicles. It's just awesome, and it helps them do their job, which we're blessed in Carroll County. They do that job well. I went to the 8th annual drug overdose and prevention vigil. My wife Rhonda lit a candle for our niece Kim. And again, I think everybody's been touched by it, but we have a fair number relatives and close friends who were addicted, are addicted, or no longer with us because of their addiction, and it's tough, and it's so awesome, that event. The state's attorney, they do such a great job with that event, and there's so many families there, and it's so nice to see them lighting candles for their lost loved ones. It especially hit me looking at the group and talking to the group. There's some families that still can't quite have their lost person's name read or light a candle, but they're there and they watch the others, and it's heartbreaking. And I can't pretend to understand how they feel. On a lighter note, I went to the Career and Tech Mother's Day Big Breakfast. They always put on a good event and good food. This happened to be on Mother's Day. Went to the Carroll County Chamber Public Safety Awards. That was awesome as always. It was interesting this year. Ex-Commissioner Steve Wance was the moderator, and he did a great job. And I've told him, I think, if not, I'm telling him now, he's not near as pleasant to look at as the other moderators they've had in the past, but he did a great job, and he truly knows the people he's talking about, and that just adds more to it. We've had several Veterans Advisory Council meetings, and all I can say is you're welcome to attend them if you want to come sit. There's a big room with plenty of space. There are people there that can help veterans. If you'd rather come to one of those and talk to them after the meeting than make a phone call, please do it. It seems so hard in some ways to get veterans to reach out for the help that they so much deserve, and their families. Carroll Community College, I've been blessed to be the ex officio member of their trustees group, and I had one of those meetings since my last podcast, and every time I go there, I learn more of what that place does for Carroll County, and it's awesome. Hampstead Day went off with great weather, probably the best weather they've had in a while. It seems like in the past it either rained or was 100 degrees. The day was a beautiful day. And probably a record crowd. They've shortened the spaces a little bit from years ago, but probably a record crowd. I was fortunate. I shared my space with the friends and past students of Robert Moton. And that was great. We got to meet a lot of people that came to see them, and they got to meet a lot of people that came to see me. It was a great day. And it's so many people don't even know who they are, and that the existing building on Center Street is the Robert Moton School from back in the 50s and 60s. So they've got a good message to put out, and hopefully they're going to use a little bit more of that building to do displays and be a tourist place for people to come see and learn more about them. Hampstead's Farmers Market, as many of the other farmers markets in Carroll County, started. And that's an awesome place to get some fresh produce, to get some sandwiches. It's a lot of vendors there at all of them. Then the graduation period started. Carroll County Community College had their graduation. Dr. Ball and his staff put on a great event, and it was awesome. And we're seeing more and more across that stage there that a week later across their high school stage, and they have 2 degrees and maybe even 3. Went to Gateway graduation. Principal Wetzel and his people did a great event, and they're blessed in a way. They have a slightly smaller class, so they can give some more individual attention to each graduate, and they actually have a staff member speak for the current graduate. And what's interesting, when I graduated, when many of these high school kids graduate, you walk across the stage. You're on the stage 5 seconds. These students are on the stage for maybe 30 seconds to a minute. And it's interesting to see their reactions and how they feel about graduation. I also went to Winter's Mill, where Principal Brown and his group did a great event. Man Valley, where Principal Guerra and his group did a great event. It's so great to look at the families and the students as they go through their graduation. Some of them are headed to college. Some of them are headed to the service. Some of them are headed to work. A lot of them are taking advantage of Carroll Community College. But either way, for many, many of the families, this is a giant event to see their 17, 18-year-old, after 13 years, walk across the stage and complete their high school graduation. It's just awesome to see it. I also went to the Board of Elections. They honored their past board members. Got to see Griff Manahan and Harvey Tegeler. They each got a proclamation from Carroll County Commissioners and also from the delegates. John Woodley could not be there. He was out of town with family, but I still have his, and I will read it to him and give it to him. We'll catch up and do it. But those three all gave some great years of service to the elections board. It's great to see those volunteers. Just a couple more things quickly that we talked about at meetings. Ellsworth Cemetery, Westminster is going to annex it and kind of take care of it. We get so many grant applications, citizen service, Bureau of Aging, Parks and Recs get some. A lot of the departments get them, and that's sometimes matching, sometimes not, but that's grant money from outside of Carroll County that helps us with what we're doing. Parks and Rec have been at meetings, and unfortunately, Jeff Dagetz, the director of Recreation and Parks is moving to North Carolina, so in a few months, we're going to miss him. We've had several hearings, and one of the things that commissioners get to do, it's almost a judicial-type role where people will appeal an assessment or appeal a ruling, and they come in and they actually swear in witnesses and they testify, and we vote whether to uphold the original decision or not. Bought several pieces of equipment, both for Public Works and for EMS Fire. Memorial Day I mentioned, and I was at Hampstead's Memorial Day and got to speak at their ceremony, but there was a parade in Westminster, Sykesville Legion had something, Mount Airy had something, many of the communities had a Memorial Day event. That was awesome. Program Open Space with Rec and Parks, that's money that comes to us. Much of it's earmarked, some of it for purchase of land, some of it for parks improvement, but some of it goes to the municipalities. And Mr. Dagetz came on June 1st and showed us how they're divvying up the monies. And what they do is actually the Municipal League makes the decisions on how to split it. And I think historically we've always honored that. There's 8 municipalities, each year 4 get some portion of the money that's dedicated to municipalities. I got to go to the Fire and EMS Lieutenant Commissioning Ceremony at Scott Center Community College. That was great to see 14 gentlemen get sworn in. And since that time, they've hired, I forget, 50 or 60 more people, and it's going to be at least that many more. It's ongoing. This was just the start of the development of Farm EMS County paid employees in Carroll County. And it's going to be tedious. It's going to be great. But we've got volunteers and paid people that have been paid in the county for years, and now these people all meshing together to help us with our public safety, which again is awesome in Carroll County. I got to go to the Carroll County Realtors Legislation Panel. That was great. And most of the delegates and senators were there. We all heard from them, and then they talked a little bit with us, but they also did a meeting where their lobbyist updated them on everything from Annapolis. It was great to hear it. That about covers it for this month. Thanks a lot for those that listen. Again, Kenny Kyler, District 2 County Commissioner, about 5 months on the job. I love Carroll County. I need your input. Please call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. I love Carroll County, and I'll be talking to you by this means in about a month. Please call me if you have anything you want to talk about prior to that.